All right, Amud Shvui, this is Brachos. We are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and I'm going to be focusing on a Tosos, just a disclaimer. The topic I'm going to be discussing tonight is going to be a complicated topic, and I'm just stating from the very beginning, and I'm not appreciative of the fact that I'm saying this, but I'm saying it. I'm not here to present clarity on the issue, nor am I here to present halacha on the issue. I'm just here to give pshat and Tosos. We're going to learn a Tosos together, and we're going to try to say pshat and Tosos, and that's really all we're trying to accomplish. And admittedly, I apologize, the next 15 minutes you're going to walk away being more confused than you started, and it's really not my style at all. I like to make things as clear as possible, and so on that I apologize, but I'm really just interested in Tosfos. Okay, the Gemara, as you already heard, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. How far did you get? You got to Mem? You got to Mem. Okay, so the Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Beis has discussions about brachas over prus and shlema. You have a whole loaf in front of you. You have a broken piece in front of you. So which one should you be focusing on? Should you be focusing on the prus? Should you be focusing on the shlema? And then the Gemara says, oh, by the way, side point, the Gemara says, you know, what are we going to do on Pesach when you have the prus and the shlema? So Amar Rav Papa, so the Gemara said, Akomodim. B'Pesach, so Rav Papa says towards the end of the sugya that on Pesach everyone agrees sheminiach prusa b'soch shlema votzea. So you take the prusa, you take the broken matzah, and you put it in the shlema. Now the word b'soch means in the shlema, but I'll try to clarify that point in just a moment. Then you're votzea, and then you break the bread. The Gemara is really not clear votzea. You're breaking which bread? But I'll come back to that in just a moment. My time, lechmoniksif. So the pasuk by Masa demands that lechmoni has to be poor man's bread, which presumably means that on Pesach, despite the fact that previously the Gemara had a debate, should you be focusing on the prusa, should you be focusing on the shlema, and which one has more chashivas to you, but on Pesach because of lechmoni, and by definition you need something that looks poorish, i.e. broken, so therefore on Pesach everyone agrees that's going on the prusa. Now again, there's a lot of clarification points that we're going to try to make, and that is, what is going on the prusa? So we're going to come back to that. And then the Gemara goes on from there, Shabbos, Chayav Adam, Lifso, Ashtei Kikaros, you have to make mostly over two loaves of bread, Maitama, Lechem Mishnah, because of Lechem Mishnah. And then the Gemara goes on from there. So what we're going to be doing is just looking at a Tosfos over here, in terms of, I'm making a bracha on Seder night, over the matzah, and what exactly is going on over here. Now, before we start with Tosfos, we're going to read Tosfos inside. I'm just sharing with you from the onset the number of moving parts that we have over here. One is the number of brachas. On Seder night, so we're not making one, but rather we're making two brachas. We're making amotzi, which is the standard birchas hanenin that you make. And on top of that, there's also a brachas hamitzvah. The birchas hamitzvah, al achilas matzah, because we're about to perform a mitzvah. Just side note, bizmanenu nowadays, it's the only time that we're eating and fulfilling a mitzvah. I know that sounds strange, but Shabbos is oneg. It's not a mitzvah per se to eat on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. Obviously, that includes a meal. But we don't have another occasion where there's mamish, a mitzvah to eat, other than the Seder night. There are two brachas that are made. One is hamotzei lechem min haaretz, and the other one is al achilas matzah. So there are two brachas. Another moving part is that there is a shlema and there's a prusa. There is a whole loaf. I say loaf, by the way. Obviously, we're talking about matzah. There's a whole matzah. There's a broken matzah. So there are two brachas. There are two loaves in front of us. Now, I say two. Everyone here is going to correct me and say there are three. I know that also, that there are three. I also have three at my Seder table. But right now, you'll see that we're just talking in terms of shlema versus prusa. So there are two brachas, and there are two types of matzah. There's the shlema and the prusa. So therefore, it begs the question, which bracha is going on which? That is the moving parts. On top of all that, I'll just add one more thing to the hopper before we continue with Tosfos, and that is, there's a principle of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You know you're not allowed to bundle your mitzvos together. So the Gemara at the end of Pesachim, in the 10th parak, has a discussion when, let's say for example, I have two requirements for wine, can I take those two requirements and just bundle over one cup of wine? So the Gemara there says no. Extenuating circumstances, it's not that clear cut, but there are extenuating circumstances, but I can't bundle mitzvahs together. So enos and mitzvahs chavilos. Chavilos is another consideration. So there is a lot to take into account in terms of what is proper procedure for the Seder night in terms of making hamotzi. Let's now see Tosfos inside. Tosfos writes on this topic, HaKomodim B'Pesach Sheminei HaPrutz B'Sorcha Shlema B'Tzea Maitaima Lechemoni Ksiv. So Mishum Dechsiv, I'm just reading right through Tosfos. It's the last Tosfos on the Amud. Mishum Dechsiv Lechemoni Meneach HaPrutz Tachas HaShlema. So because of Lechemoni, so you take the Prusa and you put it right in the Shlema. V'Nira Kabotzea Ala Prusa. And it looks now like you're actually breaking the broken bread. meaning Boseya over here is the term that's used in the Gemara to describe, like, what is the bracha going on? Which one am I going to be breaking? So by taking the prusa and put it under the shlema, it looks as if, the appearance as if, is that we're doing it over the prusa. Mikom akom, ein lifso akim ala shlema. So, but Tosis points out, but really, of course, in terms of the betziah, in terms of where I'm actually focusing on while making the bracha of hamotzi, so I'm going to be making it on the shlema. Vala prusi yivarcha l'achilas matzah. And then the second bracha of alachilas matzah, that's going on the broken piece. Ukorchim va'ochlim mishteim yachad. And now what you're going to do is you're going to take them and you're going to eat from both of them. Kedei she'enir kebotzea ala prusa. So at least it looks like you're being botzea on the broken piece. V'chein aminag, and Tosu says, this is the accepted practice here in Ashkenaz. Aval ein la'asos hamotzi v'gam alachilas matzah min ha'prusa. Tosu says, but I'll tell you what you should not be doing. You should not be making hamotzi and the achilas matzah, both of those brachas on the broken matzah, davika ose mitzvos chavilas chavils, because by doing that you are now bundling together. In other words, there are two brachas, and you're making that with those two brachas on one food item, i.e., the broken matzah. So then you're in violation of chavilas chavils. This is how Tosfos presents it. Now this is going to be the first of three opinions in Tosfos. On this first opinion, Tosfos himself is a little bit bothered. We're violating the idea of chavilas chavilas. Tosfos goes on. But nearly the ha'havi bracha shal nenin. Tosfos says, I don't really think you're violating the idea of chavilas chavilas. Chavilas chavilas is when you're doing two mitzvos on one item. Over here, you're making a hamotzi and you're making a al achilas matzah. One is a birchas hanen and the other is a birchas mitzvah. Tosfos says, I don't really think it's a violation. Da'avi bracha shal nenin ve'einam nikraim chavilas chavilas. Tosfos gives what seemingly is a wonderful raya. Daha a kiddush mevarchin kiddush birchas hayayin. Because think about kiddush. What is kiddush? Kiddush itself is a mitzvah. We're coupling that with wine. We're making now both kiddush and the bracha of bor pri hagafen on the cup of wine. That's not a violation of chavilas chavilas because the bracha of wine is nenin. The bracha of kiddush is mitzvah. So it doesn't seem to be a violation. So this last consideration of the first approach in Tosfos is that even though the minig is that we should take chavilas chavilas into account, but Tosfos says, I really don't understand why. Okay, I'm going to come back to that in just a moment in terms of just understanding the first opinion, but there are two more opinions to go through within Tosfos. Rabbeinu Menachem Vienna, seemingly it's Vienna, hayaragol asos hakol ala prusa. So the second opinion of Tosfos, quoted by the Rabbeinu Menachem, is that both brachas, hamotzi and al achilas matzah, is going on the prusa. As far as the shlema is concerned, that's just simply because of lechem mishnah requirements. We're coming back to that as well, and we're going to analyze that position as well. And then there's the third opinion, and that's the ri. V'hari hayaragol avarech tchila birchas hamotzi al shteihem. The ri would make the bracha both hamotzi and achilas matzah, and he would make it on both kodem sheyivatzea before he breaks it v'acharkach mevarach al achilas matzah ubotzea. Then he would make the bracha of achilas matzah and he would break it mishteihem from both of them acharkach ve'ein ze chavilos me'achar shaya osa al shteihem, and it's not chavilos because it's going on both of them upamim apikari nafshi miplukta. Now the Ri himself didn't want to get involved in the machlokas because remember in the beginning of Tosfos, Tosfos noted that the accepted minog is to make one bracha on one, another bracha on the other. So v'lo haya rotza l'shanos haminag, and the Ri, although in halacha disagreed, but in minag didn't want to disagree, haya mevarach al shlema tchila hamotzi. So what he would do is he would make on the shlema hamotzi, haya botzea kitzas, and what he would do is he would break it just a little bit. Now with matzah, it's kind of hard to understand how you're breaking it just a little bit. It's matzah, but still. The idea, let's just deal with the concept. He'll start breaking it with the brach, with the hamotzi on the shlema, lo yamafrida ad shivarcha la prusa al achilas matzah, but he wouldn't totally separate until he got to the prusa, in which he said the achilas matzah, ubotzeh mishteim yachad, and then he would be do betziah on both. So at least in terms of a minug, it's not so much of a deviation of the accepted Ashkenaz minug. Okay. I know I read the Tosfos quickly. We're going to go back and we're going to review and try to understand all three positions within Tosfos. The first position of Tosfos, we'll just simply call it the Balei HaTosfos, says that the motzi goes on the shlema, the al achilas matzah goes on the prusa. That's the position number one. Then there's the position of Rav Menachem of Vienna, where he said both of them would go on the prusa. And then there was the position of the Ri, which is that really, in principle, both should go on both. Both brachas should go on both matzahs. Okay, so with all that stated, so a little bit of Havana, a little bit of an understanding within each position, and I will follow tonight the path of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik has a number of his shiurim that were composed and transcribed into shiurim. I've been quoting twice already since the sixth parak. I've been quoting from the more recent one that was put out by Rabbi Reichman and his son, Rabbi Reichman. I'm quoting from the original. So this is Rishima Shirim of the Rav, and he now is going to take us step by step through each one of the positions in Tosfos with a Havana in each one. And it's nice and organized because you see 1, 2, 3. So we're going to try to gain Havana in each of the three positions. One, Hashita Rishon, I'm reading. Hashita Rishon Shibetosu Saver Shimaver Chamotzi Al Shtei Masos Hashleimos. Ima Prusa. Ubotzea Es Hashleimos. So within the first sheet of the Bale HaTosos, the first opinion of Tosfos, so Amotzi should go on the Shtei Shleimos. Okay, and with a breaking of the Shleimos. V'achakach Mevarach Al Achilas Matzah. Al Aprusa V'ochli Mishteim B'yachad. Okay, so, as we already laid out, but now we're going to be even clearer. So the way the Rav understands the first opinion within Tosfos, you're starting with three matzahs. Two are shalem, and one is paras. One is broken. Now, why should that be? Because, and he's going to say it, V'chein haya minag b'yimei balei atos v'nir desfir lei debalal seidit sarach levarach alecha mishna kamo b'chol yomtov. So let's start with the following. So on yomtov, so there's a requirement of lecha mishna. Now, the Gemara says it clearly by Shabbos. Shabbos is a requirement of Lecha Mishnah. To be fair and honest, the Gemara never says it by Yontif, that there has to be Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. There is a discussion. You could see the Gemara in Beitza, where Tosfos over there brings down. It's not clear-cut. However, let's accept and assume that there's a Lecha Mishnah requirement also on Yontif as well. That's our minhag. Our minhag on Yontif is to have Lecha Mishnah as well. So now with that stated, and really, by the way, what is at the core of this controversy is what happened in the Midbar. Meaning, we know on Shabbos, no man came down on Shabbos. And so therefore, pa'amayim. So you had the man coming down, double portion on Erev Shabbos. Was the same thing true on Yontif, also in the Midbar? It's good. So the Midrashim take us in two different directions. But let's assume that there's a Lecha Mishnah requirement on Yontif. So therefore, we're going to start off with the first sheet that within Tosfos that there's a Lecha Mishnah requirement. And the Lecha Mishnah requires Shleimos because that's the definition of Lecha Mishnah. It has to be Shalem. So therefore, the Yam Yesh Mitzvah La'achol Matzah. On top of that, there's also a mitzvah separate of Lecha Mishnah to eat matzah on the Seder night. U'matzah Yilechem Oni Shu Prusa. Now matzah by definition is Lechem Oni. V'lachein. So therefore, how do you now navigate the Lecha Mishnah requirement and the matzah requirement? So according to the first sheet in the Balei HaTosos, it's actually pretty straightforward. We have two brachas, we have two obligations, so each bracha now is going to go on each separate obligation. V'lakach ha-mevarach motzi al-shtei matzo shlemos, kevin sha-motzi hu ha-bracha shal lecha mishnah. So the ha-motzi is the bracha that is dedicated towards the lecha mishnah. That's going to go on the two shlemos, kamo b'chol yontov, like any other yontov. V'ilu bircha al-achilas matzo mevarach al-aprusa lavada. And as far as the bracha of Al-Chilas Matzah, that's a matzah bracha, and therefore that's going on the lechem oni, and that's, of course, the broken. Kevin di bracha shel mitzvos matzah. U'matzah yibaprusa. Good. That is a very clear-cut explanation of the first sheet within the Balei HaTosfos. Two separate mechayvim at the Seder night, lechem mishnah requirement and a lechem oni requirement. Two brachas. The bracha of Hamotzi is on the lechem mishnah. The bracha of Al-Chilas Matzah is on the prusa. Very clear-cut. That is an explanation of the first shita. Now let's go to the next one. Rabbi Menachem of Vienna sover de mevarach shtei brachos al prusa. Now Rabbi Menachem from Vienna says that both brachos hamotzi and al achilas matzah is going on the broken. Why? De hashlema in abay al bishul lechem mishnah. Now it's true that you're going to have a whole loaf, and not only a whole loaf. Let's even say two whole loaves. That's for lechem mishnah. Fine. So in other words, we need something there to symbolize lechem mishnah. Good. So we'll have the two whole ones. V'nir levar de Rabbeinu Menachem servant de Mikzeres Hakasim lechem oni madarko shel ani beprusa no madein mevarchna motzi al matzah shlema v'la pesach. Now, what Rav Menachem from Vienna's understanding explains the Rav is the following: on the Seder night, we have lechem oni. Lechem oni is going to be defining our bread that evening. The bread of that evening is going to be broken. Therefore, Hamotzi is going to be set on the broken. Why do I have to supplement with the Shleimos? That's just simply because it's Yontif and there's Lecha Mishnah. But in terms of the bracha of Hamotzi is going on the Prusa, as is the Al Achilas Matzah. So, Omikom HaKombi, in Shleimah, Ledin Lecha Mishnah, Kabbalah B'chol Yomtov. I still need Lecha Mishnah, so therefore I have the Shleimos, but they're just representative of Lecha Mishnah. The brachas, however, are going on bread, and bread tonight is Prusa. Now, uvezeh cholek Rav Menachem ashitas harif uva haRambam. Now, in this regard, so the Rav points out, this is not the opinion of the Rif, and this is not the opinion of the Rambam. What's their position? According to the Rif and the Rambam, what not only is lechem only going to be defining our bread, it's also going to be affecting the halachas of lechem mishnah. Meaning, in general, lechem mishnah demands that you have whole loaves and two whole loaves. But because tonight it's lechem oni, so the Rif and the Rambam say that the lechem oni is actually going to influence and affect the mishnah lechem requirement, and that means that according to the Rambam, according to the Rif, you don't need whole loaves. You have two loaves, but one of them could be broken. Okay, fine. So the Rav Menachem of Vienna is not subscribing to that. So you need the lechem mishnah, two whole loaves. You need the lechem oni. As far as the brachas are concerned, the brachas are going on the lechem oni because that's bread tonight. Good. Okay, I read that. And so therefore, Rav Menachem Vienna says that both brachas, hamotzi and al achilas matzah, is going on the prusa, not on the shlema. Okay, that is...
So the two matzahs are just... The two shlemas are just the props.
They're there because lechem mishnah. And we have to remind ourselves of lechem mishnah. Correct. That's correct. Correct. And, yeah. Yeah, assuming the Rambam had two matzahs, and we're assuming right now, you read Tosfos. You read Tosfos. I write this in preparation. By the way, I had to make that change. I know the Rush is insistent of three matzahs. I can tell you that for sure. I'm assuming the Rush is following Minhag Ashkenaz. So maybe over here, the assumption going into Tosfos is that he also held there were three. But I'm with you. In other words, a simple reading of Tosfos, you don't get that sense that there are three out there.
Why not? Why don't you say that?
In Tosfos? No, but you're reading his Hesber. What Rav Daniel is doing, he's going back to Tosfos.
Got it.
Okay. Fine.
There's a Tosfos somewhere. I think it's something that I don't know. It seems to me there's a Tosfos somewhere that says.
Right. We are assuming. Right. In this presentation, we're assuming that Tosfos has three. I mean, certainly that's what the Rav is assuming, and for me, that works. Shita Sari, and now we're up to the third Shita, and that's the Shita Sari, the Mevarech HaMotzi Al HaShlema, Ve'al HaPrusa Kodnim Shivaseya. So the Bracha of HaMotzi is going on the Shlema and on the Prusa. V'achar kach Mevarech HaLachilas Matzah U'Boseh Achar kach Mishtehem. Then you're going to make the Bracha of HaLachilas Matzah, and then you're going to do B'tzi on both of them. V'divra Arit, Tzriachim Biur. Now this position over here requires explanation. Lama Mevarech HaMotzi, Gam Al HaPrusa. Meaning you're making HaMotzi on both. Meaning, so far, what we have is Hamotzi on the Shlema. That was the first Shita. Then we had Hamotzi on the Prusa. That was the second Shita of Rav Menachem. And it's just a question of what's the bread of tonight? Is the bread of tonight Shlema, or is the bread of tonight the Prusa? Fine. But this Shita, that you're doing it on both, that requires an explanation. V'nir levar debalel seder ikastira. So the Rav now suggests that this would be a explanation of the Ri, a presentation of the Ri. Tonight, we're confused. D'midin lechem mishnah tzarech levar Hamotzi al HaShlema. Kamo b'shar yamim tovim. If it was just yontiv, so then clearly the bracha would have to go on shlema. V'ilum idin darko shal ani beprusa tzarech levarach hamotzi b'davka laprusa. On the other hand, it's also Pesach, it's also lechem oni, which demands that the bracha of hamotzi goes on the prusa. Ukidenaka rabbeinu Menachem mivienna. Umishim kach sover hari shemevarach hamotzi v'alachilas matza al hashlema v'aprusa b'yachad. Because of the stira, so therefore the bracha is going to go on both. And now, because of the dichotomy of the evening, the conflict of the evening, so now you're going to be making a bracha motzi on both, representing the duality of the evening. Amnam tzarech bir. So, as a curiosity, now writes the Rav, or whoever's taking notes and rewriting the Rav. So as a curiosity, so now let's consider. So you made, according to the Ri, you made now Hamotzi. Good. And because of duality, so you're now making it on both the Shlema and on the Prusa. Now, as far as the Shlema is concerned, so aren't we done with the Shlema? Yeah. Meaning, the only bracha left now is Al Achilas Matzah. Al Achilas Matzah is clearly going on the Prusa. Meaning, in both Shitas that we had previously, that was a non-starter. So what, in theory, now you could do after Hamotzi is you could break the Shlema. In other words,
why do we join them together?
Right. Why now wait till after Achilas Matzah, and then and only then do we break both of them? What are we waiting for as it relates to the Shlema? V'nir lo amar, so as a suggestion, the din lechem mishnah ino rak levarach al halechem ulachlo elo shemei etzem chi of lechem mishnah gam tzarech levitzoa al halechem. So suggests the Rav is that included in lechem mishnah is not just the bracha, but bracha plus bitzua. Meaning that incorporating lechem mishnah is that I'm going to make a bracha and break bread. That's all part of the lechem mishnah requirement. In fact, if you read the Rambam, which we're about to do, you'll see it clearly in the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is very clear that the bitzua, the breaking of the bread, is part of the lechem mishnah requirement. So what we're going to do now is that because we want to wait for bitzua to be done, and because we know that part of the bitzua is going to be going on the prusa, so we're going to be waiting on the shlema as well. At the other hand, however, what the Ri also wanted to do was some form of bitzua after making hamotzi, which is explains why he started at that point in time. Good. But in other words, but because now the bracha of hamotzi is going on both, and because bitzua is part of it, so he wanted to wait so that the bitzua could be done after al achilas matzah on both. Good. So in other words, the chiddush of the Rav is that the bitzua is part of the bracha, and because the bracha is going on both, that's why we're going to wait till after the al achilas matzah in order so that the prusa can be done in both. Let's quickly recap. Let's quickly recap. What we have in front of us is Tosos's navigation in terms of which brachas are going on what for the Seder night in terms of the matzahs. The Gemara tells us clearly, it's Shlema im HaPrusa. That's what we get from the Gemara. But after that point in time, we don't know. There are two brachas that are made. Which brachas are going on which facet, on which one of the loaves? Three shitas in Tosfos. Shita number one, the Bali HaTosos says, we're just going to simply divide. Hamotzi is going on the Shlema. Al Achilas Matzah is going on the Prusa. Right? It's easy. And the reason why it's also going to be separate and divided is because Enos Dimitros Chavilos Chavilos. But again, Tosos is bothered because by Kiddush we're not bothered by that principle. Rav Menachem of Vienna says that both brachas are going on the Lechem Oni, on the Prusa. Why? Because tonight bread is Lechem Oni. It's broken. So therefore Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah is on the Prusa. Why do you have two whole loaves of bread? Because it's Yontif, and we need Lechem Mishnah. And finally, the Shita of the Ri is that the Hamotzi is going on both. It's going on the Shlema, and it's going on the Prusa. Why? Because it's Tiras HaLayla, because of the duality of the night, demanding, therefore, that the Bracha be said on both, the Hamotzi be said on both. And then just a question of why wait until after Achilas Matzah to do the Bitsu on both? So the Rav's chiddush that bitzua is part and parcel of the chelik of the mitzvah of Mishnah, of Lechem Mishnah.